previous video, I walked you through a bunch of questions that are designed to help you tap into your ordinary world, your quote unquote ordinary world from the hero's journey. This is all about getting a snapshot for where you're at right now. Building on that, we're going to tap into your why for making videos so that we get you connected to where you're at right now and to where you want to be. Sound good? Okay, let's dive on in. So, why are you making videos? Why do you want to make videos? It's a question that I ask time and time again, I get similar answers. And those answers tend to be, I want to build my list. My business coach says I should do it. Everybody's making video. I want to build a course. I want to do video blogs. Now, these are fantastic reasons in a head type of level, like in a thinky type of level. But on a heart level, these reasons don't hold a whole lot of power. Why don't they hold enough power? Well, let me tell you, because video can come with its own set of challenges, as I'm sure you have discovered, and that is why you are here. So your reason why needs to be strong, needs to be something you can really get behind, something that will motivate you to keep you moving forward. In order to tackle something new and challenging, it's really, really important that your desire for doing it is greater than your fear of doing it. Make sense? So your desire is greater than your fear, essentially. I have this play that I wrote that I had been dying to take to New York City for a long, long time. And I didn't. I put it off. I had this festival in mind. I even got on the mailing list of this festival. It was this kind of someday thing. Oh yeah, I want to take my play to New York. Oh yeah, one day I'll do it. One day I'll have the resources. One day I'll be able to. And what kept coming up every single year when the deadline came to submit my play and I never did was, oh my gosh, where am I going to get the funds to bring 11 people from Canada down to New York City for 2 weeks? How am I going to get this done logistically? There's so much paperwork that needs to be done, like for international travel. You have to get visas, accommodations. Logistically, there's a lot going on. So this fear of not being able to raise the funds that I needed, the fear of not being able to get these visas together and all the paperwork and everything that needed to happen, kept me from actually applying. So it was this big dream of mine, and I just kept not applying year after year and thinking, oh, you know, the play would do really well in New York. Well, then life came and took over. Quite a few loved ones passed away in a very short period of time. And I had this sudden desire to be really alive, to live really fully. And a couple days after one of the funerals of one of my friends, I got this email from the festival saying, hey, international artist, this is your last day to apply to this year's festival. And I just kind of went, screw it. All my fears that I have of doing this no longer matter. I will make this happen come hell or high water. I said a real yes. I wrote back, I said, I'm submitting something. I called my people, said, hey guys, I'm applying, are you in? They all said we're in. And boom, I sent off my application. And you know what? I got into that festival with my stage play. It is not an easy festival to get into. And we got rave reviews in New York City, thus making one of my dreams come true. So what happened in an instant was life happened for me. And suddenly my desire to do it was much greater than my fear of doing it. And I made it happen. So let me bring us back to the why of making your videos. So if your why is, I want to build my list, and you're petrified of getting in front of the camera, that why is not going to fuel you through that learning curve and through the pain and torture that you feel like you're putting yourself through in stepping in front of that camera. What I propose to you is that your why is actually much, much deeper. Your real why has to do with your passion for what you do. The real why is not because your coach told you you need to do it. The real why that will motivate you through to the end of the hero's journey for your videos has got to be something that you can connect with on a heart level, on a soul level, something that gets you out of bed every day, something that excites you and motivates you and makes you want to work hard and get stuff done and test your boundaries and push through your comfort zone, something that ignites you. Because passion is something that translates through the camera lens. So to sum up what you just learned, we started off with needing a deeper why. that reasons such as building my list is not motivating enough for you to step through your fear. We talked about how your desire to make videos needs to be stronger than your fear of making videos. So that is it for the lessons of Module 2. Next up, you'll see the series of your video missions for this week. So head on down and download your sweet sheet and let's dive in and find out what your passionate why is for making videos. Then head on over to the Facebook group and share your passionate why with us. And don't forget to post your videos in the Facebook group too, because we want an opportunity to cheer you on, video star. Yeah, So anyhow, do the work, practice. I can't wait to see your progress this week. And as always, dream up.